Our guest at the cafe this morning is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, Carol Taylor. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so in the fall, like a lot of organizations, you all sort of get reorganized and
we actually meet every other month, January through November, on the fourth Thursday of the month, except in November when we go back to the third because we don't want to meet on Thanksgiving.
Sure.
And we encourage people to learn about their home that they're in, a cemetery, all sorts of things, places here in Hunt County. Unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, I don't know, most of the historical markers are over in Greenville.
But you're looking now for people to come
out
up
here
to,
propose
new historical markers.
Yes, yes. And the qualifications are that you have to have someplace worthy. You can get a subject marker. Subject markers are educational in nature. They can be churches, they can be schools, communities. There's a lots of abandoned communities around here that have wonderful stories. Businesses, events, individuals who've been like Audie Murphy and Dean Hallmark, etc. So you have to have a subject. It has to be at least 50 years since it whatever happened. Mm-hmm. And it has to be locally significant historically. When you get a historical marker, there are no legal restrictions on the use of the property. So I've had several people say, oh, I'd love to have one, but then I couldn't add on, or then I couldn't. Well, you can. Now, there's another one called the Recorded Texas Historic Landmark, and it deals with a building, a spot. It has to be 50 years of age, have some historical significance, and architectural significance. The favorite one I've ever done was at the courthouse, and it was well over 50 years old. It is our courthouse. We've had many interesting cases. But the architect, W.R. Ragsdale, worked with a group down in Austin, and they built this Hunt County Courthouse as the mock-up for the Travis County Courthouse.
So if we were to go and look at the Travis County Courthouse today, it would look very much like the Hunt County Courthouse.
It's just larger.
Wow. We're talking with Carol Taylor. Carol is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. She's talking to us about the process of getting a historical marker. I met you the first time when you were at the library in Greenville, and I was at the University of North Texas at that time, but I was working on a project having to do with the old Majors Field, Majors Stadium baseball facility in Greenville, which prior to that was called Phillips Field. It was a high school football facility, and ended up getting a historical marker
for several things, because it was baseball field. But the Phillips were very philanthropic.
Right.
And they gave some money, which wasn't a huge amount at that time, to the city of Greenville for a baseball field.
Football field originally.
Yeah.
And then later it was converted to a baseball stadium.
Yeah. And when they went to have, of course, when Mrs. Phillips donated the money, all the sporting events were on Saturday afternoons. And then it became important that they had lights. So this was a fun story. The city of Greenville owned the power plant, the city, and they oversaw the schools. So the Franca, who was the coach,
Henry Franca,
went to the city and said, we need lights on our football field. And he said, well, lights, no problem. We'll get the light company to put it in. Do you think your boys can put up those poles? And they did. They were big guys.
This was the Greenville High School football team put in the light standards.
Yes, yes.
Which were
poles.
Then, I'm sure, on wooden telephone poles, probably. And so the football team installed the lights.
Yes. There. The next weekend, they had a lighted field.
But anyway, so, Carol, so if someone has an idea for a historical marker,
you need to contact the Historical Commission. And can I that you all will get in contact with me?
Yeah, please.
If you have a question, contact John Mark here at KDTR.
That'd be fine.
And he can relay the message to me.
I will do that.
And we'd love to have, you know, there's lots of places, and especially out in the county.
Okay, good. Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again. Carol Taylor is the chairman of the Hutt County Historical Commission. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.